5. Terrestrial Landscape: Stories of Agriculture and Demanding Architectures. Shaping a landscape means defining a boundary, a space-time where the wild is tamed, its risks assimilated, but also where limits to exploitation must be set. It is a process of extracting and transforming resources through traditional economies governed by the rhythm of labor and rest, reuse and cyclical renewal. Now, imagine yourself standing in a field. At the dawn of time, confronted with an environment that challenged its very survival, humankind felt the need to draw boundaries, to create a safe space in which to settle. The plough became the instrument that carved the earth, but also a symbol of social order, used both to cultivate and to separate the known from the unknown. Likewise, the yoke, an emblem of toil, transformed raw material strength into an extension of human will. Lined avenues, hedges, boundary stones, milestones and dry stone walls oriented the landscape, rendering even the most rugged terrain cultivable, standing as symbols of transformation and belonging. Every human boundary imposed a duality on the landscape, inside and outside, cultivated and wild, purity and danger, familiar and foreign, loyalty and betrayal, settlement and disorientation. This tension between order and disorder became the very foundation of the human landscape, where every boundary is also a threshold, an invitation to cross beyond certainty. Thus, the landscape revealed itself as a living creation, a space where human presence shapes nature. Like a distant echo, the very concept of town was born from this perpetual movement of adaptation, a network of lives interwoven with the land. The history of landscape unfolds like a flowing narrative, a tale of shifting limits and ever-evolving meanings. Every transformation of the landscape is, after all, both an act of creation and destruction, a delicate equilibrium in constant motion.